the sun is shining and all of my favorite plant friends are popping up right now. Speaking of plants, what are you growing this year? Do you know? Do you know what kind of medicine will be in your garden? Or are you still trying to figure it out? Totally okay if you're still trying to figure it out. We're all growing and learning on this journey, right? But if you want some help, I do have a family medicine garden guide. It's basically 10 essential herbs that I feel like every mom needs to know and grow in their yard. I give you some growing tips and ways that you can use it as medicine, and it's totally free. So if you want that, I'm going to pop a link in the show notes here for you to grab it and get your hands digging in the dirt and growing incredible medicine for you and your family. Have you ever had your kids get sick and then they end up missing days of school? You end up having to cancel your plans, miss out on work, or worse yet, you get sick too. And then this never-ending spiral of sickness starts to hit your home. Well, what if there were ways that you could stop that from happening? Because as we ease into the school year, there is no doubt that there are tons more opportunities for your kids to get sick. Yes, even if your kids are homeschooled. Well, what if you could keep those pesky pathogens out of your house and keep living your life just the way you had planned? Well, at least close to it, because it never goes as we plan, right? But honestly, I can't guarantee that anything is going to make that happen for you, but I can tell you about the top three herbs that we use in our house that helped my daughter only miss 2 days of school last year. Hello and welcome to The Herbalist Path, a podcast where you'll discover how to make your own herbal remedies at home so that you can take better care of yourself, better care of your family, and better care of our planet. I'm Mel. I'm a clinical herbalist, environmental educator, and mountain living mama with this crazy passion for teaching more mamas and their little loves how to use plants as medicine in a safe, effective, and tasty way so that there can be an herbalist in every home again. It's an absolute honor to have you on the journey down the herbalist path with me so that together we can make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers. If there's one thing I hear all of the time from all the moms I know and all over social media, man, it's been a week back to school and my kid is already sick. And whether your kids are homeschooled or going to public schools or whatever school they're in, this happens to all of us. You want to know something crazy or cool or really whatever you want to call it? Last year, my 9-year-old daughter, she was 8 at the time. Anyways, she only missed 2 days of school, and it wasn't because she was sick. In fact, she didn't get sick at all last school year, despite her classmates missing no less than 2 weeks and some of them up to 2 months of school. Crazy, right? 2 months of school. And she was even in an outdoor school and there were only 13 kids. Like, wow, that's not a lot of kids to spread germs amongst, but certainly they made their rounds. And honestly, my girl, she only missed her 2 days because she was super worn out from having too much fun over the weekend as her Nana and Papa spoiled her beyond all belief. So I decided to have her rest and let her have a few extra days off, right? So what would it mean for you if you didn't have to miss out on work or cancel those fun field trip plans or whatever other plans you had for the week? I don't know about you, but I know for me that it relieves a heck of a lot of stress when my days are not disrupted by having to take care of my sweet baby, even if that's my whole mission as a mom. And not that I'm not willing to do that or grateful that I can do it. I've just got plans in life too, you know what I mean? So anyways, you may be wondering, how did I manage to have that happen in my family? And I gotta say, I think a good part of it is a really strong genetics. I was also that kid that rarely got sick and had a crazy strong immune system. And thankfully, I seem to pass that on to my daughter. And other factors that contribute to it, of course, are a healthy diet rich in organic, colorful fruits and vegetables, consuming non-processed foods whenever possible, and incorporating healthy fats and oils into our diet and making sure that we get to move our bodies every day. Are we religious about all of this? No, but we do try as much as possible to do these things. And yes, yes, of course, there are herbs we use to help along as well. So at the start of the school year, we tend to reach for our best immune stimulating herbs. These are the herbs that are going to tell your immune system to wake up and be ready to fight in the event of an attack from some foreign invaders that's probably about to happen. So these immune stimulating herbs, some of them are really great for stimulating white blood cell proliferation and drastically improve the body's chance at resisting infection and or any kind of illness. And contrary to popular belief, these are not herbs you should be taking all of the time. I mean, think about it for a minute. Do you want to be stimulated all of the time? Or does your body need rest? If you're stimulating your immune system all of the time, it's like drinking a cup of coffee every night at 8 p.m. just before bed. What would happen to you? You likely wouldn't get any sleep. And when we don't get any sleep, everything else tends to fall apart, right? And this is exactly why you do not want to take your immune stimulants all of the time. But when you decide to take them at strategic times, then they can be incredibly powerful allies for you and to help you to keep from getting sick. And of course, keeping your family from getting sick too. So let's chat about the most important immune stimulants we use inside of my home. And one I love oh so much because it's so darn yummy. And it's garlic. I think that garlic needs to be in everything, except maybe ice cream and a cookie. But other than that, garlic needs to be all over the place. And I really want to help more people understand that we need to quit underestimating the power of garlic. It's some of the most powerful medicine we have around. And these days, most of us just think of it as a spice or flavoring for our food. So yes, it is food, and you should eat it up because that's the ideal way to get it into your body so that it can also stimulate your immune cells to get ready to battle any foreign invaders or pathogens trying to get into your body and make you sick. In fact, garlic is one of the best antibacterials out there, thanks to the allicin in it. It's even been shown to be effective against several bacterial strains that are resistant to the man-made antibiotics. So take that, big pharma, a big old clove of garlic to you. And in other great news, garlic is also a powerful antiviral, particularly for battling the flu virus. Plus, it acts as a wonderful decongestant if you do end up getting sick. It can be really helpful in cases of colds and flu and whooping cough, strep throat, and so much more. Seriously, the list of potent medicinal properties of this tasty friend is long and powerful. So go eat more garlic! Garlic's medicinal powers are most beneficial when you can eat it raw, and I know that can be pretty painful to the taste buds for so many. So one of my favorite ways to work around this is to make a fermented garlic honey. It's delicious, and it really takes away a lot of the heat and the bite from raw garlic. And it's super duper simple. Just take about a half to one cup of raw peeled garlic. You might want to score it on the sides to release the allicin or crush it a little bit. And then you're going to add half to one cup of local raw honey. And yes, it's really important that you choose a local raw honey if you want to get all the amazing medicinal benefits from the honey as well. And then you're just going to put that all into a wide mouth jar and really make sure that the garlic is covered by the honey. You can cover it and set it in a dark place, maybe even on top of a plate if you don't want honey to accidentally get everywhere. And then every day, if you can return and shake and swirl and twirl the jar, maybe turn it over just to make sure that the honey and the garlic are really coating one another really well. And then in a few days, you should begin to see some bubbles or like the fermentation process beginning to happen. Allow this to continue for about a month, and anytime within the first week to the first month, you can start popping those cloves into your mouth just as soon as you like. Of course, the longer you've let it set, the smoother the garlic is going to be, the more the honey has been able to tame that down. So if you want, I will link to a post where you can download the recipe for the garlic fermented honey. It's so darn tasty. And really, just a clove a day will work wonders to keep the doctor away. I could talk about garlic forever, but let's move on to the next herb, which is a beautiful plant with a huge claim to fame for immune stimulation, and it's echinacea. Echinacea is an amazing plant for so many reasons, but today we're going to focus on how it helps to boost the immune system right when you need it. Echinacea does a wonderful job stimulating your natural killer cells and getting them to do their work. So these are basically like this little punk rock spiked cell, like you can envision the mohawk spike that just runs around and pokes holes in the bad guys. That's its way of fighting off the pathogens and helping you to not get sick. And echinacea is going to do its best immune-enhancing goodness when you can do a mixture of a tincture or alcohol-based extract that draws out the alkylamides, which are shown to be easier for your body to uptake and to create a wonderful immunomodulating effect. And if you can also combine that alcohol-based extract with a water-based extraction or a decoction, that's going to extract the polysaccharides of the herbs, which are an integral part for helping to regulate the immune system. And it enhances echinacea's anti-inflammatory effects as well, among a whole host of other benefits for the body as a whole. If you're ready to learn more about making herbal remedies in the best of the ways, you can definitely check out my Medicine Making Mamas program, where you'll get step-by-step instructions and processes on how to make all these kinds of herbal remedies, from tinctures to decoctions and oxymels and honeys and all of the fun stuff, and doing it in the most safe and effective ways. And before we even think about completing this episode, of course I couldn't do it without talking about our beloved elderberry, right? And honestly, there is so much medicine in the entire elder shrubbery. But as we're embarking on harvest season for the berries, and the berries have been shown to be able to fight off over 10 different flu viruses, I figured we'd talk about them right now. And if you want to dive deeper into all the medicinal properties of the whole shrubbery, I do that inside my program, Herbs for Immune Health, and we'll be doing that inside of Apothecary Mama as well. So not only do these berries fight off over 10 different flu viruses, they also have been shown to shorten the duration of illness from 6 to 8 days down to just 2 to 3 days. And I don't know about you, but that is mega important in my world. I mean, seriously, who in the heck has time to be sick for 6 days? Surely not me. Now, elderberries actually are able to strengthen your cell walls so that the foreign invaders, the pathogens, the viruses, the bacteria, and all the other bad guys can't penetrate the cell and therefore have a really hard time getting you sick. How cool is that, right? It's like strength training for cell walls. So we love to take our elderberry at the very first sign of illness. And when we hear from our friends that they're getting sick, or if we're going to go on a trip somewhere, we love to make syrups and gummies and elderberry glycerides. And there's just so many ways you can get creative in making great medicine with this incredibly powerful plant friend. It's just so nice to know that our immune systems will be ready to fight the good fight for us right when we need them. Okay, so those are my top 3 herbs that I go to when I'm ready to keep my family healthy and well, especially when everybody else is getting sick. Garlic, echinacea, elderberry. Easy breezy, right? And they work like gangbusters for us. Like I said, my daughter didn't get sick at all last year. She just got tired. And I want to make sure before I let you go to iterate that these are not herbs you should be taking on a regular basis. They are there to stimulate the immune system. And like it or not, your immune system needs a bit of rest sometimes too. And the good news is that there are herbs that you can choose that will support and strengthen your immune system on a regular basis. More like a daily workout for your body that strengthens your body, these herbs will support and strengthen your immune system over the long term. And so in the next episode, I'll be sure to talk about those. So you be sure to tune in. And if you're a mama who is sick of spinning through Dr. Google and YouTube for all of your info on natural remedies, and you're ready to dive deeper into actually knowing what herbs to choose and truly becoming a confident and empowered healer for your family, I want you to know that I've been working hard behind the scenes on my new program, Apothecary Mama, where you'll get monthly mentorship and guidance from me and a whole lot more. I'm about to open the doors for you to join, so stay tuned for that to happen. It's going to be pretty darn exciting. And if you don't want to wait to learn, be sure to check out some of my classes that I have available for you on my website at theherbalistpath.com/herb-classes. And thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to this podcast episode. If it helped you, please share it with your friends so that everybody around you isn't getting sick all year. Let's keep us all healthy and well, okay? And if you have time, I'd love to see a review from you. Thank you. Have a beautiful day. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of The Herbalist Path. Being on this journey with you is absolutely incredible. If you dig this episode, please leave me a review on your favorite podcast player and share it with your friends so that together we can make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers. On another note, I must mention that while I know you're getting some good info here, it's important to remember that this podcast is purely for entertainment and educational purposes and is not intended to be a substitute for medical treatment. While the information in this podcast is absolutely relevant, herbs work differently for each person and each condition. That's why I recommend you work with a qualified practitioner, whether that be another herbalist, a naturopath, or your doctor. So thank you again. I am truly honored that you're tuning into these episodes and on the path with me to make sure that there's an herbalist in every home again. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends so that we can make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers.